SBS Radio.
Samantala po, on the lighter side naman dito sa SBS Filipino, we have a very talented young artist joining us this morning para po haranahin po ang ating Sabado. Ngayong umaga, kahit na medyo may mga negative news, kasama natin ang Melbourne-based writer and music artist, Ben Chiliado. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Ben. How are you, Ben?
Hi, good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How is it going?
Yeah, good. I just woke up, so I'm a little bit tired, but we'll pull through, and I'll try and maybe sing a couple songs.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. First of all, thanks for coming here on SBS Filipino. Can you tell us something about yourself, Ben, first of all?
So I'm a singer-songwriter. I've basically been gigging all around Melbourne and sort of doing opening slots for a lot of different Australian artists, which is really cool, and I've just been trying to sort of make my name and pave my way sort of through the Melbourne music scene.
Oh, that's great. Since you were 11 or 13, you're already singing,
yeah,
performing.
Yeah, or I actually, like, my dad actually put me into do guitar lessons, and I didn't want to do them. I was so determined. Like, I was like, oh, I don't think I really want to do that. And then I just went, and then I completely fell in love. And then singing kind of came along with guitar. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And you've already actually produced a few songs, right?
Yeah.
And you have a new single that's out now.
I do.
What's this one? It's the First Kiss.
First Kiss, yeah. It's called First Kiss. I recorded it with a couple of friends from uni, and also another friend from uni produced it as well. So it's all really like this really organic thing that we all made together just as friends. And I think it came out pretty nice. It's a pretty funny story.
So what's the song about?
Okay, so it's about basically at uni there was this guy that I really liked, and it was like sort of a drunken night and we kissed.
Oh.
And it just turned out that he had a girlfriend.
Okay,
so that's a bit of the twist that's in the song that I think people will hear and sort of find a bit funny. But yeah, that's the basic premise of the song.
Well, I'm excited to hear that.
Yeah,
and of course, we're gonna give our listeners a sample. Not really a sample, but we're gonna let them hear the whole song of Ben Chiliado entitled First Kiss. So guys, here it is, First Kiss.
I'm in the back of the pub. You're drinking way too much and saying that you love me. With your voice heard slightly, just enough to sound like a joke, just a meaningless phrase, I suppose. As you stumble, your eyes as big as they could be, and you're leaning for a kiss, but I resist, cause I fear that you'll miss me. But then you kiss me, and I feel something in me I've never felt before. Whole life was such a bore before you went and kissed me. You've got your arm around her, cornering me into a grief. When you say, isn't she pretty? I smile and nod politely, trying not to look rehearsed. And she shakes my hand and says, hey, it's nice to meet ya. A good friend of his is a good friend of mine, and that line replace over and over in my mind. As you stumble, your eyes as big as they could be, and you're leaning for a kiss, but I resist, cause I fear that you miss. Then you kiss me, and I feel something in me I've never felt before. Oh, I life was such a bore before you went and kissed me. And you go on home in your girlfriend's arms while I'm driving home alone in my car, driving down this empty road. Got the radio up so loud, I'm trying to drown out how I liked the way it felt. Cause tomorrow you'll pretend like nothing ever happened, like it didn't mean a thing, like it didn't mean a thing. When you pushed your lips into mine, don't lie, don't fucking lie. Don't act like you never, act like you never even kissed me. Like you never even kissed me. Like you never even did. Ooh. Like you never even kissed me. Like you never even, like you never even did. Of the pub, you're drinking way too much and saying that you love me.
Wow, that's a very cute song and a very intriguing song.
thank you.
How do you actually compose? Like, what comes up in your mind?
Yeah, it's funny. I always say this, like, every time someone asks. Whenever, like, I'm writing, I feel like I can see sort of the music video. And so I think very sort of descriptively, I think, in my writing. So with that one especially, I just saw, well, like, it happened to me. So I really, really saw the scenario in my head, and it kind of just flows a lot of the time. It just sort of comes out.
So it's like you're imagining it at the same time.
Yeah, like a lot of the songs that I come up with can also be made up, and they're just things that I've sort of, like, come up with just from things that I've seen in, like, movies or TV shows, and just, like, taking emotions and words and stuff from pretty much everything, yeah.
And you agree that singing is also, like, storytelling, yeah?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
And that's what you do,
yeah? Yeah, I think I have a really strong element of storytelling in mind, and I love that being a thing for people to have in music, like, so that people can, like, really hold on to it and like, listen intently. I just think that's a really cool thing to sort of have in your songs.
That's very interesting. We'll come back to you, Ben. More of Ben Trillado's music and his story sa pagbabalik po ng SBS Filipino. Ben, let's talk about your love for music. At what age, again, did you realize that music was a part of you?
Yeah, so it's probably when I was about, like, 12 years old. Mm-hmm. I got guitar lessons, and I kind of just, like, I used to play every single day, and I basically just, like, learned heaps of songs, like Jason Mraz, all of those, like, typical acoustic guitar acts and all that stuff. And then singing kind of came about when I was in high school. I kind of just started singing along to guitar, and then people were like, "You can sing," and I was like, "Can I?"
You doubted yourself.
Yeah,
first.
Yeah, definitely. It's because it's really, like, you don't know until someone tells you. Like, it's just one of those things. And then I just stuck with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there anyone from the family who's actually in music?
Well, my whole family's Filipino, so
yeah, we love karaoke.
It's kind of just like karaokeing all the time. Like, there's a old, like, VHS tape of, like, my parents holding me when I was a baby and, like, singing karaoke. So that's probably where it comes from. Like, my sisters sing as well. Like, everyone in the house is always singing. Always.
But you didn't get to experience the life in the Philippines because you were born here in Australia.
Yeah. Well, I've only visited the Philippines maybe, like, two or three times. Mm-hmm. And it's mainly just been because we've got such a huge family. It's all visiting family all
vacationing
over
and all
Philippines.
That.
Yeah, yeah. So just doing that. But never really stayed that long, and haven't been in a while. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would love to go back soon.
What can you say about the country, the Philippines?
Beautiful, like the people there. It's almost like everyone's always smiling, even people in sort of bad situations. We still have sort of that really strong spirit, and everyone's always sort of like down to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone also has a karaoke machine.
Yes.
That's also standard in every Filipino household. But yeah, just I think just really beautiful spirit. I think that's what I could say.
Do you somehow feel like you're a stranger to Philippines?
A little bit. I guess a little bit, yeah. Mm. Just it makes sense growing up in a different environment. It can feel like that. But I still think, like, my family, we still, like, my parents still really are very Filipino.
Yep.
So, I think I still sort of have my culture still held on to me as well, even though I was born here.
Anything that you still practice at home? Eating rice.
Yeah, that's honestly eating rice, karaoke. That's probably the main things.
Adobo.
Does
your mom cook Filipino food?
Yeah, sinigang, adobo, all of that. Also, we also always get pandesal. I forgot what the bakery is called.
Here?
Which bakery? Yeah, there's a bakery here always go to.
Should get one there.
Oh, Masarap Bakery.
Masarap Bakery.
Have you been there?
Not yet.
Oh.
But thanks for giving me tip.
So good. You have to go.
Yeah.
You have to go.
Going back to your music, where do you draw inspiration from writing your compositions?
Yeah, so as I said before, I watch a lot of like film and television. And I'm really like, if I wasn't going to be doing music, I would have done something in film or television because I'm really into sort of that art form of storytelling as well. And I like to have a bit of that in my music and that sort of descriptiveness in that. And so, yeah, I would say a lot of it comes from like film, television, but also just like things that happen in my life. I'll be like, I don't know, I'll see a guy with like holding flowers and then I'm like, I wonder where he's going. And then maybe I can write a song about that. Maybe he's waiting for a lover or he's going to a funeral or there's just so many things that you can come up with a song. And I love that. And I think I see that in things like every day.
And then the words just come out like,
Sometimes they don't.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes it's just, it's like melodies and meaningless words. Mm-hmm. And then when I revisit it, words come.
Yeah.
It just depends on what I've like experienced or, what I've watched or what I've listened to. And then words sort of start flowing then.
And you're very blessed and lucky because you've performed with acclaimed artists here in Australia.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah. Pretty amazing. I performed with like one of my favorite songwriters named Ben Abraham. And he invited me to his show to play and it was just such a sick experience. It's pretty amazing like being able to perform with someone who you look up to. And I think that's just something that I will hopefully get to do more of in the future, and I'm looking forward to if I can.
Collaborations and
definitely.
Do you still feel nervous? On stage.
Yeah, I do. It's really weird. I feel like at small gigs with people that are like really listening and really intently there, I feel even more nervous than when there's heaps of people, like hundreds of people, because I feel like everyone's really paying attention.
And it's very intimate.
Yeah, it's very, very intimate. Like everyone's listening, and a lot of my songs are very personal, so I'm just really telling everyone my life story. So I think those gigs really make me nervous, and then bigger gigs less nervous. It just depends. It just all depends. So
what do you want the listeners or your followers to take out from your music?
That's a good question. I just basically want to make music that connects with people and I'd love to like talk about topics that we sort of tend to shy away from, and just like shed light on things that we might not often speak about.
Yes.
And I just think that's a really cool thing to be able to do and for people to connect to at gigs. Like, yeah, I just want people to connect and relate to my music.
Mm-hmm. That's
probably
great.
The main thing.
And you do have another song for us, which you will perform live.
Yeah.
What's the title?
It's called Glue, and it's the last single that I put out. It's just a simple breakup song.
Oh,
yeah.
Breakup song.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay, here we go. Give it up for Brent. Cool. Ben Chilliard.
Fix me and you. Cause we don't need fixing. We just need someone new.
Wow. I'm speechless. Wow. Such a deep song.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is this drawing from your personal experience, the song
itself?
No,
no, it's not actually. It's actually about my best friend when she was sort of like in a rough patch with her boyfriend, and we were actually like talking online, and as we were talking online, I was writing the song at the same time. It was sort of like one of the quickest songs I've ever written. It was just done in like half an hour. And yeah, so I kind of wrote it about her experience and her dealing with him wanting to keep the relationship alive, but her not really feeling anything left. And I thought a lot of people could really relate to that. So, yeah.
You sang it with emotion, so I felt like it was an experience coming
from
yourself.
Yeah, I'm a good actor.
Oh, it was really good. Such a beautiful song.
Thank you.
We're hearing more from you sa pagbabalik po ng SBS Filipino Weekend Edition. Nagbabalik ang SBS Filipino Weekend Edition at ang ating oras, alas 10:50 ng umaga. At patuloy pa rin po tayong sinasamahan ng ating bisita na si Ben Chiliado dito sa SBS Filipino Weekend Edition. Kanina po ay napakinggan natin ang kanyang dalawang awitin, ang kanyang single na nasa Spotify na ngayon, which is First Kiss, and the other one is Glue, which is also on Spotify.
Yeah.
You've written how many songs so far, Ben?
A lot, yeah. There's a lot of, like, half-finished songs, and I've probably got maybe, like, 20, 25 full songs, something like that. But, yeah, there's a lot of unfinished stuff that I always, like, revert back to and try and finish. But, yeah, I'd say about 20.
Well, do you plan to compile all of them in one album at some point?
Yeah, hopefully at some point, but right now just sort of putting out singles, it's just a bit cheaper to do.
Yes, one by one.
Yeah, just doing that, and especially because I'm not that well known, so it's easier to sort of get people to listen to one song rather than a full length sort of album.
But you're getting there.
I mean,
like, the music itself is really, like, I'm really into it. Like, when I'm listening, I'm like, wow, I feel so connected.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
And
it's very emotional. And I think that's your goal, right?
That is my goal, yeah. So I'm glad I achieved that today.
Yeah, that's good. But where do you see yourself in the next 5 years in the music industry here in Australia?
Next 5 years, hopefully touring. Like, I'd love to, like, tour Australia. That would be a really cool thing. Internationally would be even greater. Like, I'd love to go to the UK and stuff. But yeah, mainly I really want to tour and maybe put an EP out, and just gig heaps, like, just have heaps of gigs and do more festivals. That's probably my biggest goal, because I've only really done a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I reckon all that.
And do you have plans as well to probably join singing competitions? But you also did before, right?
I did. I actually did X Factor when I was 16.
Ah.
Yeah, so I did that and I didn't love it.
Why?
It was a bit of just the whole, like, being a reality show kind of thing. A lot of the time it was sort of more about the story that you had rather than the talent or the singing or anything like that. So, and I could feel that just from the sort of vibe of the people recording you and the producers and stuff. They really wanted a story rather than
the music.
The music, yeah. And so I'd just rather do it more organically and meet the right people, like, that way.
How about in the future? Any plan
for a singing competition?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think so. I reckon I'll just pave my way through gigging heaps and doing all the hard yards. A lot of artists didn't make it from singing shows, so yeah, I'll probably just do it my own way.
Why not? And where will our listeners catch you?
On April the 9th, I'll be doing my single launch at the Workers Club, just down in Fitzroy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the launch for that song, First Kiss, which was played earlier. So yeah, April 9th at the Workers Club. You can get tickets online if you just search up my name.
You have a website, yeah?
I do, yeah. It's benjamintrullado.com. So my last name's T-R-I-L-L-A-D-O. Uh-huh. Yeah, benjamintrullado.com. You should be able to find all my handles there, and the event is up on Facebook. You can get tickets now. Yeah.
And so, your songs are also on Spotify.
Yeah, they're all on Spotify. They're all on iTunes. If you just search up my name, it should pop up.
Yeah. With the producing of your music, you do it by yourself as well?
I've got a... So with one of my songs, it was actually for an assignment. So I had an audio engineer who was just a student record that. And then I also had an audio engineer for First Kiss. His name's George Lockle. And he recorded that. He was also from uni. But yeah, in terms of like arranging and songwriting and all that, that's pretty much me. But getting down to like the recording and all that, it's with someone else. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, multi-talented. You're like doing all things. And what can you say, what's unique about Ben Trillad's music?
Yeah, good question. That's a hard one. I think from when I was younger, I used to listen to a lot of different genres. So I used to listen to a lot of like R&B, soul. And then I got into like folk and rock. And so I think I bring sort of a lot of those elements into my own music, which makes it a bit different and hard to sort of pigeonhole, I think, into a genre. I think that's probably what makes it unique, and also the strong storytelling element that I have in my songs. I think there's a lot of artists out there that do have that, but I think we need more, and I want to be one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And will you ever dare write a Filipino song?
Will I? I don't know. I'll never say never. I'll never say never. So maybe one day.
Oh, we'll wait for that.
When I speak Tagalog a little bit better.
You do know a few words?
A little bit.
You don't want to say it?
I'm too embarrassed.
Okay. And you're singing another song for us, Ben.
Yeah.
What's the song?
This one's called Stuck. It's a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of just being... It's just about being in a bit of a rut, mm-hmm. I guess. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Just leave it at that.
Here goes, Ben.
Cool. I'm packing up my bags and I'm on the next flight. Anywhere but here, I wanna disappear into the night. 'Cause you can find me in a city where I don't belong. Oh, I've always been a foreigner. But have I gone far enough? And how do I feel so stuck if all that I do is run? How do I feel so stuck if all that I do is run? How do I feel so stuck if all that I do is run? How do I feel so stuck, so stuck, so stuck. Cause home is just a house that I filled with dirt. No, nothing has grown. Everything I try to fix gets worse. That's why you'll find me in a city where I don't belong. Oh, I've always been a foreigner. But have I gone far enough? And how do I feel so stuck? If I
this run? How do I feel so stuck? If all that I do is run, how do I feel so stuck? If all that I do is run, how do I feel so stuck? So stuck, so stuck.
There you go once again, Ben Chilado. That was a beautiful song, Ben.
Thank
Gives
you.
Me goosebumps. Thank you for sharing your music with us.
Thank you for having me.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.